The Your Hometown Tour continues today with a stop in Homewood, a gorgeous village south of the city, filled with parks, recreation, and nostalgia. Take a listen as we show you why Homewood should be your hometown.
Quite frankly, I'm surprised these guys have time to talk to us because it's got to be a busy day. Bob Carpenter, General Manager at Ravenslow Country Club, and Steve Dell, the Director of Golf. And I don't know if you were listening earlier, but there's a sports guy in Chicago who was at your club today.
I heard
yes,
that.
Chuck was here. He went out and played a quick nine holes, and then I heard he was on the radio, and here we are.
Yeah, he was raving about your club. How did you guys end up on that reality TV show, Love is Blind?
Well, it's an interesting story. Netflix approached us back a couple years ago. I guess it was last year. No, it was a couple years ago. Anyways, they approached us about possibly having the series, this reality series, filmed here. And we didn't know much about it. Joanna Morawski, our marketing director, kind of handled the whole thing. But anyways, they came to us and they wanted to do the weddings here for the show. And they actually had, it was a season two, and they had five weddings ceremonies here on our property. And the one thing that was interesting is we didn't realize how popular the show was at the time. And the amount of people that were here, it was like Hollywood blew up. There was 100 people on the staff. It was interesting.
Yeah, and Kevin, what's your best golf score so far? So
these guys can have a giggle. I think I shot a 78 a couple of times, but I'm mostly sitting mid 80s, mid 90s. I have heard nothing but great things about the golf course, guys, and I've yet to be down there, but people are always recommending the course to me.
Well, we are very proud of it. We've got a course we think this year it might be in the prettiest shape it's ever been in. We got a great superintendent and Junior Cruz that him and his crew just do a phenomenal job. But we've got an owner that takes a lot of pride, Claude Gendreau, and in the whole course. And he's a real nature person, and he loves flowers. And we've done wildflowers and regular perennials and annuals. And it's really the whole course is couldn't be prettier right now. And people that come just keep raving about it.
And talk about the history of the course. It's been around for over 100 years. Do I have that right? And it is country club, but it's open to the public, correct?
Yeah, it's a 1901 course designed by two Scottish guys, Theodore Moreau and James Follis. And then it was tweaked a little bit by Robert White, who was our first pro in 1901, who became the president of the PGA. But then they brought in Donald Ross in 1916 to 1919 to make the course a tough, competitive course. And that's what we're most known for right now as the Donald Ross course. And he brought in 200 bunkers that he spread out throughout the course and really made it a top-notch course. And then the last renovation was by David Esler in 2001. And he put the finishing touches on it, and it is a spectacular course. Steve, I think it's where we rank number 9 in Illinois right now in public courses, and I believe we're number 1 in what's called a classic course, which is a course built before 1960.
Yeah, the other thing.
I just want to tell, because I think people are jumping in their car and they're like, wait a second, I want to know where this course is. So we're talking to Bob and Steve, and we're talking about the course in Homewood, Ravenslow Country Club, which is very cool that it's a country club, but everybody can come.
It is.
Yes, it is public.
And Claude Gendreau bought it in 2008, and it became public in 2009. And it's really one of the original, what they call the five sister courses that were all built along the railroad, Calumet, Ravenslow, Idlewild, Flossmoor, and Olympia Fields back in the early 1900s. And unfortunately, we think Calumet maybe is on the verge of closing, but the other ones are all flourishing very well.
And Steve, you're the director of golf, so just tell me, how many mulligans is too many?
Well, it depends on who you're playing with. depends on if they allow you. I always say if they can't, you know, hit till you're happy on the first hole. That's how I usually put it. But the other thing that I wanted to point out also that as Bob was talking is that last year Ravenswood became a historical landmark in 2021. There's only 27 courses in the country that have that status, so we're quite proud of having that. And along with that, we're one step away from being an Audubon Golf Course certification. And we recently just received a Arboretum that Bob can probably touch on about. But first course in the world that's is an Arboretum golf course. So we're proud of all the accomplishments. And I know Claude, our owner, is pretty proud of all of them, too.
Well, thank you for joining us. I think, you know, since you're a hometown course in Homewood, you probably employ a lot of kids as caddies and people from the area who work there, and I think that you're just one of the bright spots in that community. And as we spotlight Homewood today, we didn't want to do it without having both of you on.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and you are correct. We get a lot of local help, and it's quite a place.
I bet. And you're going to be busy this weekend.
Yes. All weekend.
I bet you are. Enjoy the 4th. It's 5:46, time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.